The Public News Service Doe Newscast for May the 2nd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A favorable ruling in a case before the U.S. Supreme Court challenging the Federal Clean Water Act could remove protections nationwide and affect 90% of streams in states like New Mexico.
The High Court heard oral arguments last year in Sackett versus the Environmental Protection Agency with a ruling expected any day. It dates back 14 years when the EPA halted construction on an Idaho home owned by Michael and Chantel Sackett, arguing it jeopardized protected wetlands. Rachel Kahn with the Amigos Bravos Environmental Group says an arid state like New Mexico is in the crosshairs.
Many of our streams are small, and these administrative actions have really focused on stripping away protections from smaller waterways. And that's really basically all of our waterways here in New Mexico.
If the Supreme Court rules against the EPA, it's estimated the drinking water of 1 in 3 people across the country could be at risk. I'm Roz Brown.
In 2019, the EPA released its revised Waters of the United States rule to restrict what falls under the purview of the 50-year-old Clean Water Act. It was scrapped by the Biden administration a year later. 6 people killed, more than 30 people injured in crashes when a rare dust storm swept through nearby farms and onto Interstate 55 in a rural section of Illinois. The New York Times reports it happened Monday morning, leading to zero visibility conditions. The Times reports the crashes, which took place just before 11 a.m. on a 2-mile stretch of road, involved about 20 commercial vehicles and 40 to 60 cars. That includes 2 tractor trailers that caught fire. Some youth violence intervention programs across the U.S. saw their outreach work upended by the pandemic, but a fairly new Minneapolis initiative focuses on de-escalation, and unarmed civilian protection is accelerating its efforts.
This summer, the organization Nonviolent Peace Force will open a new office in North Minneapolis, an area that has dealt with cycles of violent crimes involving teens and young adults. The group's Will Wallace directs the Community Peace Builders program, which started in that part of the city a year ago. He says they're primarily focused on the Jordan neighborhood amid ongoing concerns about violent incidents and drug activity.
How do we bring about not only peace and change, but then how do we love our neighbors in a way where we can change that corner to a place where our grandparents and our kids can feel safe walking down those blocks?
Community Peace Builders are young adults who are recruited and trained in risk assessment and de-escalation. I'm Mike Moen.
This is Public News Service. In Ohio's rural districts, a widespread shortage, discrimination, and costs all stack up against domestic violence survivors and their kids seeking safe long-term housing.
The Ohio Domestic Violence Network says it's received nearly $2 million in state funding to help people fleeing abuse find apartments, recruit landlords, and inspect units to ensure they meet Department of Housing and Urban Development standards. Takara Sanders with ODVN says the Rapid Rehousing Grant also provides at least 6 months of rental assistance for around 200 survivors and their children in its first year. Sanders says having stable housing immediately puts survivors on the path toward self-sufficiency and independence.
Housing is the foundation for literally everything. So helping to provide survivors with that basic necessity sets them up for success in the future.
Research shows long-term housing stability results in decreased physical, psychological, and economic abuse among survivors, as well as the use of their children against them as a form of abuse. According to ODVN, last year shelters across the state temporarily housed nearly 10,000 adults and children. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
And if you're on the West Coast, you may have felt it. The California coast is getting hotter and more humid, especially in urban areas, thanks to climate change.
The ocean is warmer, so more moisture evaporates. Meteorologist Wang Zhang at UC San Diego says that makes the temperature feel even warmer.
Over the past 25 years in L.A., the temperature increase was about 0.5 degree. But if you include the humidity effect, it is more like 2 degrees.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Extreme wildfires of the past 5 years have actually reversed some of the progress on air quality. Finally, Edwin J. Vieira tells us the New York State Legislature is reviewing a bill to align the state's public utility law with its climate goals.
The New York HEAT Act aims to get ratepayers off of gas by phasing out gas line extension allowances. The bill would also provide the Public Service Commission with the authority to keep utility companies in line with the state's climate laws. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, methane gas was the second largest greenhouse gas to be emitted in 2021 behind carbon dioxide. The transition to more climate-conscious alternatives from gas will take some time, but Justin Flagg with State Senator Liz Krueger's office describes what needs to be done.
The first step is to stop digging. And so that's why removing the 100-foot rule and this incentive to expand the gas system. We need to stop expanding the gas system right now.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.